to look a lot like Christmas, huh? We're getting there. You guys look like Christmas. All sorts of red and green. What's the day? Is it just red and green? Okay. Why not green and gold? No, just kidding. So, have any of you ever thought that you're in a situation or something's going on in your life and you thought there's no way it's going to work out? Or you think that there's no way something good's going to happen or something's not going to be better? If you've ever been in that kind of impossible situation or just a time where you thought, I don't know how this is going to work out. That's the situation that the folks in our readings find themselves. So our first reading, which was done very well, thank you, we hear about Hannah, a woman named Hannah, who was unable to have a child. And she prayed and prayed and prayed and hoped that she could have a child. And then the Lord granted her request. And the impossible, all of a sudden, became possible. And then in the gospel, we hear of Mary, Jesus' mom. She went to visit Elizabeth, her cousin. And does anyone know who Elizabeth gave birth to? John the Baptist, that's right. So Mary's going to visit Elizabeth and help her out because she's going to have a newborn baby, so sometimes you need help with that, right? And in yesterday's gospel, Elizabeth says, how is this that my Lord comes to me? And Mary and Elizabeth, they're exchanging greetings, okay? So it's kind of like when you go to someone's house and you get all excited and you ask how they're doing and how are you, that type of thing. So they're exchanging this greeting. And what happens in today's gospel is Mary gives her Magnificat. You ever heard that word before? Kind of a big word. Yeah? You say that word? Good for you. Magnificat. So this is one of the best prayers that we have in the church. And I think are we going to sing it? Okay, we are going to sing it later. So we'll sing these words in a little bit this Mass. But these are Mary's words where she's speaking very personally. She's speaking from her heart. But she's also to God, but she's also speaking to us. So in this great prayer, this exclamation, this out of this excitement, she's offering thanks to God. Right? That first line, my soul proclaims the glory of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And she talks about what's happened, where she's going to give birth to the Savior of all generations, both past, present, and future. And she's humble in that she has said yes to God. You see, in what we see from Hannah in the first reading, what we see from Elizabeth, and what we see from Mary, they're happy and they're thankful. That's kind of the core of what we're talking about today, being happy and being thankful. We're happy at what God does for us. Even in some of the tough moments, we can see how God works in our lives and all the blessings that he's given us. Right? The fact that you're here, your families, your teachers, all the good things that Santa's going to bring you. I already got coal, so I don't have much hope. But you guys, I hear some of you have presents already under your tree, so that's good. But all of those ways that God comes to us, we're thankful. And it also makes us happy because we know that despite the bad times, God's always with us. Jesus is always with us. Now, you've heard this word, and we sang it in the way in Emmanuel. Everybody heard Emmanuel? Jesus is Emmanuel. Who knows what Emmanuel means? Yep, Plaid, way in back. Oh, good job. Nice and loud, too. God with us. Jesus' very name means that God is with us. And that's really the best news of Christmas, is that God loves us so very much that he became one of us, he lived among us, he was just like you and me. He was human in all things but sin. That's one thing that's different, in all things but sin. So when you're happy, when you're thankful, when you're having a bad day, when you're feeling whatever it is you're feeling, God knows exactly what that feels like. Isn't that awesome? He can relate to us perfectly. And so since we just have a couple days left before Christmas, did you guys all make your list for Santa? Yeah? Good job. Okay. How many of you made a list for Jesus? Yes. You don't have to raise your hands. It's okay. But here's what I'd like you to think about doing. I'm not going to give you homework for Christmas break, but this might be something fun to do. So it's important to make our list for Santa. That's a great thing. But how about you think of something in your life that you really want to pray for, or a person? Maybe it's a brother or sister. Maybe it's for something in school. Maybe it's something that to you seems impossible. Or maybe it's something simple. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever comes to your mind, whatever comes to your heart, and make a list for Jesus. And then on Christmas Day, maybe you can leave it by the crib or the manger scene, whatever you have, or hang on to it and pray about that through the Christmas season. Because as I've told many of you, and I'm sure you know, the most important part of Christmas is Jesus. All the presents and the traditions that we have are reminders of the greatest gift ever given, which is Jesus. All of the things that we do are meant to point back to Jesus. So that's why I think it might be nice, or kind of important, to make a list. Prayers, what you're thankful for, what you're hopeful for, and give that to Jesus and pray about that over your Christmas break. So it's kind of homework, but it's good homework, right? Not too hard? No? You guys gonna do it? Oh, someone shook their head. No. But just know, above all, that God's always with you. And that, like Mary, our souls proclaim the greatness of the Lord. We rejoice and we're happy. So make sure over break to spend some time with Jesus, to give him and talk to him about what you need. And then we can come back refreshed, happy,